What do you call it?
We call them 3%. I don't remember what they call it in English.
Have you ever heard of calling it like chitlins? Or?
No, sir.
You ever heard of that?
Never chitlins? Heard of the word.
Well, how would you get the cows in, you know, to the, you say you blew the horn,
mm-hmm.
but say you had a pen there that you brought them all into a trap or something.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have any call other than blowing the horn to get them to come to you then?
No, I usually get a bucket of those pellets, you know, get in the pen and they follow me.
Is that how they light those pellets?
Yeah.
Well, if it was, if you had the pellets, you know, it was time to give them something to eat. So, if it's time to feed the stock and everything, you know, what do you call that time of day? Or that time, whatever it is, to feed the stock.
I don't know. I don't have any special time to feed them, you know.
Well, would you call it feeding time or anything like that?
Perhaps, yes.
What would that be?
Well, I really don't know what it would be, you know.
Well, you say you call the cows by blowing your horn or something.
Mm-hmm.
But would you have anything where to call the calves?
The calves, no. They just follow their mothers, I guess.
Any calls to the horses to get them in from the trap? That trap interests me. Is that a fenced-in area separate from the from the pasture?
Yes.
Well, what's the pasture? I mean, you were telling me this morning some about it, but is that...
That's where they graze, you know.
Are there any other places on the farm other than pastures and traps? What else would there be?
No. I don't know anything else.
Do you have barns of any kind?
Barns? No. I have sheds, you know, where I put some of the feed in sometimes.
So that has a
but not a barn like a... Like you see up north or somewhere else, you know. Just a shed, you know, a roof. And it's open on the side, on one side.
What do you keep in something like that?
Sir?
What do you keep in a shed?
Well, sometimes you keep feed, you know, like some of these bales of hay. You know.
Would you ever keep have an area to keep cows in overnight if you were going to milk cows?
No, we don't have milk cows.
Does anyone right here have milk cows?
Not around here, no.
You ever heard of a place to keep them?
Oh, yes. A milking barn or something like that.
You call that a milking barn?
Yeah.
Would that be like a shed or what?
I imagine so, yeah.
Well, riding horses is something that people only do for pleasure. Well, it's around here, I guess you do it, run the cattle.
Yes.
So, do you have any calls to the horses to make them move or anything? Or if you're riding them, what do you say to them when you get on?
You say to get on?
When you get on the horse and, you know, he's just standing still, what do you say? Do you say anything to him?
You usually don't say anything.
He just knows to move?
Yeah.
What if you're riding along slowly and, you know, the cow's getting, steer's getting out of the way or something, you want to run him back in? Do you say anything to him to make him go faster?
No, those horses are used to a cattle, you know, when they see that, they usually run after him.
You'd never say anything like get up or anything like that?
Not usually.
What about when you want him to stop? Do you have anything to say?
No, sir.
But, well, what do you do? I mean, you must do something.
You rein them. That's what you have reins for.
So you, what do you pull it
they
back?
Pull it back.
Now, you have reins when you're riding, and do you have any, what do you call the things you put your feet in?
Stirrups.
Is that part of the saddle?
Yes.
Well, if you want to, you know, to get the horses ready, you know, to ride,
mm-hmm.
and they aren't, you know, they're just standing around, and, or just brought them in from the trap. What do you say you have to go to do to them? You say I'm going to
sell them.
Would you? would you ever say you, what about if you wanted him to pull a wagon or something? Would you say something different about what you were going to do?
To harness him?
So if you were to drive him, you would harness him, and if you were going to ride in your saddle. Well, now, if you're driving them, you aren't riding them. What do you still call those things, reins that you got them with, or would you call them something different?
Reins.
Even if you were riding. What about if you were plowing or something?
They call them reins too.
If you're gonna hitch a horse to a plow, would you say you're gonna harness him to the plow?
Yes.
You said that it was rare to have sheep around here, but have you ever heard anywhere to call sheep or anything? I mean,
people calling sheep? No, sir.
You ever heard any calls for sheep?
No.
What about pigs, or to get them in here?
Just calling them pigs over here.
You never did that. Well, you a little while ago you said a coyote was about the size of a dog, and